2019, we're in New Orleans. And we were at the live event, the Pride 48 weekend, and we met some really nice people. Everyone at the event looked like they were having lots of fun. Maybe they weren't. Maybe they were stressed out. But we said, hey, we love to talk. We tell stories. We should do this ourselves. And then when we talked to Big Fatty, his encouragement that we actually should try it made us make the decision to take a stab at it. He said, just make it fun. That was his advice. And don't worry about anything else. So that's what we did.
So if anybody has a problem with this, send your letters to Big Fatty online.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
If anybody has a problem with this, send your letters to Big Fatty online.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4114 of the BFO for Monday, the 13th of November, 2023. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my weekend. Big Fatty, not a whole lot happened, I know. Palindromes, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, your palindromes today, because y'all, it's episode 4114. That's a palindrome. And Big Fatty is such fancy words. Well, I guess that just means that something reads backwards and forwards exactly the same. Big Fatty, kind of like Big Fatty. No. Well, all right, Fatty Big. What? No, you don't be Fatty. Poor Big Fatty. I was trying to help. Well, I'm sorry. That's wrong. Be Fatty.
Oh, happy anniversary! Happy anniversary! Happy anniversary! Happy anniversary!
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today the 13th of November. Y'all, it's a very important anniversarium. Y'all, on this day in 2019, I believe, y'all, it happened, y'all, we got our very first episode of Enormous. Big Fatty, are you yawning? Well, you know, does it put you to sleep? No, it doesn't put me to sleep, but I didn't get a nip-a-nap on Sunday. But Holly and Casey out there in the Denver, Big Fatty, are they coming to Leather Weather? I would love if they would come to Leather Weather, but, you know, who knows? But anyway, yo, by the way, I sent Gavin and number one funky homo Jim, they're not coming. Big Fatty, more room for Casey and Holly, it's true. But y'all, Enormous delivered on this date in 2019. So y'all, if you see those boys, wish them happy anniversarium.
Happy anniversary.
All right, knock
it off. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, let's see. Last time I spoke to you was Thursday. When I recorded the right little show, and y'all, that was before the finale of the Big Brother, and y'all, I got worried there at the end. As you know, it was Jag and Matt as the final two participants in the final round of the of the final head of household, and Jag won, and he evicted Bowie Jane, and she was she had to have known, but it was Matt and Jag that went to the finals, and y'all, I wasn't quite sure if that was a good move or not, but I think in retrospect, you know, showing you know, Matt saved Jag from Jag was evicted, and then Matt reversed it with some special power he had, and so Jag owed everything to Matt. So I think that's why they took him. But y'all, when they were doing the final, when they were doing the final speeches, y'all, Jag got up and y'all, I thought he was gonna blow it, cause he kind of got a little preachy and almost combative during his final speech. But y'all, he did end up winning 5-2. The mamas, Felicia and Sari, they're the only two that voted for Matt, and everybody else voted for Jag. And y'all, they were all astonished that Sari and Jared were related, mother and son. And y'all, probably one of my favorite parts was there at the end when they announced America's player, favorite player. And y'all, it was Edgar. It was Edgar. And y'all, he couldn't believe it. But y'all, I think Edgar played a pretty good game. And So congratulations to him. But y'all, the biggest news of all, well, Big Fatty, tell us. Dear Gussie, y'all, there's going to be a Crema Big Brother. Y'all, they're calling it the Reindeer Games. And it debuts on December the 11th, I believe. And y'all, it's going to have 9 players and 8, you know, former players. And one of the former players is going to be someone from this season. And y'all, it's going to be Santa Claus and Crema themed. And y'all, I think it'll be fabulous. And it's, you know, obviously it's going to be over by Crema, so it's only going to be like 2 weeks or something like that. So it's going to be a real accelerated, version of Big Brother. I guess you know, you don't get evicted, you get coal in your stocking or something. But y'all, the worst part of it, y'all, they brought that Frankie Grande back with the laser ray gun that they used to talk about the beginning of this season. And y'all, he looked plastic is what he looked. Big Fatty, I hope he's not one of them. So y'all, put Reindeer Games on your marking calendar. So y'all, I'm kind of excited about that. Something exciting. And y'all, the only reason that's happening is because they started so late, and it didn't end until this past week. What day was that? That was on the 9th that it ended. And y'all, so you know, it's a lot different when you've got basically a month to get ready for a Crema Big Brother. And you know, it's a lot different than a season of the Big Brother that ends in
September.
But y'all, I'll be looking forward to that, and I hope you will be too. Y'all, for right at Fatty's, y'all, what did we do? We had we had loaded nachos and garden salad and chocolate pudding. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. The old people love chocolate pudding with whipped cream. And I had some little mini peanut butter cups that I put on top of it. And y'all, it was lovely. It was just lovely. Y'all, it was just me and Granny and Durwood and the Nip. But y'all, the Nip sent the jar a little message and said the jar had plans that evening with old Veda. And so the Nip says, well, stop by for a drink prior to your dinner plans. And so he came by and had a drink. And y'all then, you know, the topic came up, well, where are y'all going to eat? Oh, we're not going now. Why don't you stay and have some loaded nachos? So y'all, the jar stayed, and y'all, he had the big rugby. The big rugby weekend, and Veda was getting his knitting needles together so he could knit one and purl two while that was going on. Y'all, everybody left here fairly early, probably around 8 o'clock. And y'all, I didn't do anything per se. Y'all, Durwood had to go up to Pina Slivania on Saturday. Yes, Big Fatty, it was a mission of purpose. And yes, it was. And, he did that. Oh, y'all, the other thing, y'all, for right afternoon, I'm sitting here, and I look out, and this lady walks up to the villa, and y'all, she's got this box, with the tissue paper, and y'all, it's a bouquet of flowers. And, y'all, they're gorgeous, just gorgeous, I tell you. And, the card on it says, have a happy foray. And y'all, it was from Flo. It was from Flo, y'all. I took a picture and I sent it right off to her. And I said, thank you so much. What a lovely surprise. And, anyway, the Nip got flowers too. For his, Sunday was his celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I made him some cheese cookeries for his celebration. All day Sunday, y'all, he's been hibernating. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, that's what all the bears do during the wintertime. It's true. Anyway, y'all, got up on Saturday, y'all. We were expecting the rain to come down this weekend. The rat had prepared us for that. And y'all, it was dreary. It was dreary all weekend long and chilly. It didn't get out of the 50s the whole weekend. And there was a cold breeze blowing. So y'all, it reminded me of February. As far as weather goes. But y'all, I got out and I did my morning nipple walk. And y'all, I went up to the big circle because y'all, it was the big ribbon cutting of the big circle renovations that they had been doing and all. Y'all, they really did a nice job on all of this. Y'all, the playground, there must have been 300 children playing on this giant playground. And then they had some vendors there and everything, and you could walk around and walk through the facilities and everything. Oh, Big Fatty, did you TT? No, but y'all, I did buy a bag of what is that called? It's called kettle corn. So I had the kettle cone and walked around and finished my nipple walk. Y'all, I ate the whole bag of kettle cone while I was on my nipple walk. Big Fatty kind of defeats the purpose. It did. But got home, and y'all, I know what else I did. On Friday afternoon, y'all, I brought all of the crema decorations out of the storage area here at the villa and put them on the back porch, and because I figured, you know, if it was going to be cold and rainy, I'd help start decorating the villa for Crema. And so, y'all, that's what I've been doing. I haven't done as much as I thought I would, but, you know, there's no hurry. And, you know, I'll decorate the outside probably this coming week. But, y'all, I won't pull the Griswold, what was that Griswold's name? Herb? No, it wasn't Herb. Was it Edgar? No, it Clark. It was Clark Griswold. I won't be plugging in everything until Spanksgiving Eve. That's when the outdoor crema lights go on. You know, you got to get them in, and you got to get prepared and get them in place prior to that. And so Saturday, I mainly watched the sports ball and just had a quiet day here. And then on Sunday, I got up and I did my morning nipple walk. Big Fatty and no kettle cone. No kettle cone today. And y'all got a call from the about leather weather weekend. Y'all one of our leather brothers. He had made his reservation, and they weren't sure if the ones that I had made earlier where he was included in that, and he wasn't. But there was some kind of mix-up. But anyway, it all got straightened out. Big Fatty up. And let's see, what else was I going to say? Oh, and then I came back, and y'all, I made the cheese cookies for the nip for his celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I've been programming all the different crema decorations inside the villa so that I can just say, hey Siri, Big Fatty is listening to you now. I won't say what I want it to do, but anyway, I can have it turn on all the crema decorations all together and turn them all off together, or I can do them individually. Big Fatty, it sounds like you need to do the technology segment. Well, maybe. anyway, and y'all, I think, let me just think here. I don't think there was anything else of note. Was there anything else of note? Oh, I did do a little shopping at the Lesbeterian delivery service. And y'all, they offered me the free 30 days free of the Lesbeterian delivery service Prime. And so y'all get the free fast delivery. Y'all, I even ordered something on Saturday, and it was delivered Saturday night. Big Fatty. That was a first. And y'all, I'm decorating the villa, and y'all, I think that pretty much has been my weekend. Yes, Big Fatty! Oh dear Gussie, y'all, something that I've been kicking around in my mind is I might do like an audio advent calendar during December, and you know, just tell a little Big Fatty story each day, kind of opening the mind of Big Fatty. Big Fatty, better get the pledge and get rid of those cobwebs. Well, probably. Y'all, I gotta sit down and see if I've got enough stories to tell. Some of them you've probably already heard, but maybe not all of them. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the boys from over there at Enormous. And guys, what'd you think of today's show?
If anybody has a problem with this, send your letters to Big Fatty online.
Oh, yes, please send e-letters. Big Fatty needs all the content he can possibly get.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.